The Large Night of Potatoes, or Become a Trail Guide. We get lost in complexity of life, and we forget to take care of ourselves. A trail guide brings a person back to face their own selves and get healthy again. You don't have to be an expert or cross the Appalachian Trail to be a guide. You only need to know how to camp and hike, and you learn by doing it a bunch of times. You don't have to go far. Sometimes local state parks have nifty campgrounds, and they are sure to have plenty of trails to take you here and there. Some may have horses and horse rides. Others may even have bears. If it's red, poke the head. If it's brown, talk it down. If it's black, attack. And if it's white, just give it a bite. Or however that goes. But whatever you do, just don't use a bear bell, as that will probably annoy the heck out of everyone around you and call all the bears. I once had a trail guide chase me away from a very private, very large campsite in a very tiny wilderness. She was just a very responsible and tidy organizer looking after multiple groups that were about to move in, and she needed me to clear my very own site and go, and in a hurry. And you know what? I went. And without introductions or saying much at all, really, I just wanted to get out of her way. No adventurer in the right mind would abandon such a nice sight. But she had a clipboard with a checklist. Yikes. And I already spent weeks at the wilderness. I was just staying an extra day or two out on the border to tidy up my gear and watch one or two more sunsets. Being a trail guide is not as hard as it sounds. You help people set up, make sure there's first aid and sausages, show them how to gather firewood, and remind them not to pet the local kitties and cut down greenery. And then just let them light the fire that they put together before it gets too dark. A week out camping represents massive amounts of fat loss. Hiking is all there is during the day. It's constant exploring. And, you know, elaborate scheming on how to get a burrito going in one of the evening fires. Or better yet, get some ice cream during the 2 week stay. Dry ice can help with that. But, you know, those are mostly just daydreams. If you don't like the sausage, you can have an extra sprinkle of salt in your potatoes. The beautiful thing about being a trail guide is that every adventure is just different. Whoever you take out there may or may not be willing to go far. Some adventurers will have visited before. Others never will again. The woods represent hope of resetting lifestyles and driving stressed out people into proper weight loss and a healthier lifestyle. The more visits per year, the more success you will see. Finally, set everyone on the goal of section hiking the Appalachian Trail throughout their entire life. A hiker only needs a guide a couple of times before they themselves gain the ability to guide others to adventure and health. Make sure that they understand what a magnificent power that is and not let it fade away. Please, do not burden your students with lessons and to-do lists. Just show them all the magnificent adventure and how to reliably hook a mean-looking rubber snake on a string to a person's backpack and get it all on video.